heroes, right? I don't know, maybe it's just me. Have you ever heard, like, 80 times? And I... It would be so cool to see the hero and villain switch places. Well, 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 if it isn't my favorite pain in the neck. Oh, I'm sorry, did I interrupt something? Or wait, was that not heroic enough? I can try again. How about this? Not so fast, villain. Better? Oh, well, that's a shame. You know, I know you usually like to do these big heists on your own, but I figured I could join you. Wait, didn't you ever use the buddy system as a kid? Oh, what? Are you not happy to see me? Whoa! I'll take that as a maybe not. Oh, now, Spandex, I think that's a rather harsh greeting. I haven't seen you in so long, I thought you'd miss me. Oh, see that look of murder in your eyes? I miss that a lot. Now, why don't you gently set down the very fragile artifacts and we can handle this like civilized people who have a respect for accessible education. We'll have a nice talk, go for coffee, I'll send you to prison, and then maybe, this time, you won't break out. How about that? Well, worth a shot. Now, see, you've done a really good job at dropping the loot, but firing at me wasn't exactly part of the deal. Come on, I think we can really get you on the right track. I forgot you could do that. I'll keep that noted for next time. Ow! All right, that's enough. I don't have all the time in the world to fight you, Synchro. Now, what were you doing trying to steal those artifacts? Oh, okay. Laughter usually isn't the response I'd expect. How hard did I hit you? Wait. What is with you and explosives? Seriously, don't your ears hurt by now? All right. All right. I'm not coming any closer. Funny. I'm not really feeling any chatty vibes around here. So how many? Come on, I know you well enough by now. You're never one to hold out on a light show. No, but I gotta know the number to give the chief whenever I throw you in a cell again. You've got some nerve bringing civilians into this after the last time you tried it. You know I've got super speed. I could crush that thing in half a second. You never make this easy, do you? So all this just to have a one-on-one? Oh, don't make me feel too special now. Fine. You've got my attention. I won't make a move. Oh my god, please do not start monologuing. I can only listen to you make fun of my costume so many times. Just because I have the support of the public doesn't mean I say what I have to keep the people at ease. But there is nothing synthetic about me. I don't know. You're the one holding me hostage on the threat of setting off explosives. Seems pretty villainous to me. Well, looks like you've got me all figured out, don't you? Don't. you keep her name out of your mouth. She has nothing to do with this. Again, with the cheap shots, honestly, this is getting lowbrow, even for you. I'm gonna assume that eventually you're gonna make a point. I'm just saying, Vice Grip already ran me through the whole spiel about being a corporate shill who can't protect the ones I love. I've kind of got it memorized at this point. You and I are absolutely nothing alike. For one, I don't own a death laser. And two, between the two of us, I know how to protect the city without destroying it. Or robbing museums. Yes, all to get my attention. You said... Oh, yeah? And why should I be thanking you? If it's for the extra cardio while chasing you around the city, maybe, but I think I can get that plenty on my own with all the other nutcases. Oh, don't worry. Out of all my nemeses, you're still my favorite. Trust me, no one runs me ragged as much as you do. Hang on, what does the governor have to do with this? He only calls me for emergencies. That... The only one who seems to be out to get me is you. Good faith. Hey! It's fake. There are no bombs. Are there? I don't find threatening the lives of innocent people funny. And you realize that telling me you lied doesn't bridge any trust, right? I wouldn't believe a single thing out of your mouth if the world depended on it. Good thing for us, it doesn't. So, thank you for this massive waste of time. I'll be heading off now. Mezzanite. Yeah, I've heard of it. Where did you hear that? And... Hypothetically, what if someone had already contacted me about finding it? Why are you telling me this? I'm getting a lot of mixed signals here. Let's just be honest. Do you want me dead or not? I guess we can agree on that, at least. While I don't appreciate a lot of what you do, I'm glad at the very least you don't want this entire city leveled. Nothing. Just, you know. Sometimes I think that if things were different, anything, really, if the world was better, if people were kinder, if I'd met you a little earlier, I'd like to think we could have been friends. Or who knows, maybe I would have been the villain and you'd be the hero. That'd be a sight to see. Synchro the Savior. It's got a nice ring to it. Yeah, gag all you want, but you wouldn't be warning me like this if you didn't care, even a little bit. Uh-huh, keep telling yourself that. I can't. I have a responsibility to these people. If there's something that's going to threaten their well-being, I'm going to confront it. I'd like to think it's more like a strong moral compass, but I guess hero complex works too. I appreciate the warning, but now that we've had this little chat, I can't let you leave. Whether it was to get my attention or not, you did break into the museum. Round one? What are you... Oh, God. You son of a... All right. Fine. Game on, Spandex.